Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
All right, we do the Rotten Tomatoes game. It's a fun game. We also do the news. Kyle Dunnigan is going to join us with a ton of really funny impressions for the news. First, there's LifeLock. You know about hardware and software. Heard of bloatware? It's software you never asked for, preloaded onto a device, and could slow it down and put your info at risk. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances, credit, and your reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Listen to that noise! It's a high falsetto voice that can only mean one thing, and you can feel it.
Dawson names are flicks, and the gang makes their picks, guessing if it's rotten or fresh.
If they guess it exactly, we'll get a bonus five.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it. Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
All right, Dawson's out, so I'll be reading the movies today. Earlier this year, we tried to mix things up and discuss movies with similar titles but different plots. For example, you'd never want to confuse Mystic Pizza, a charming romantic comedy starring Julia Roberts, with Mystic River,
yeah,
a bleak melodrama about sexual abuse and a murdered teenager. So,
wait a second. I'm going to tie a nice bow on this. Kalen, you remember the mid-80s band Red?
Of course.
Or Simply Red? if you listen to a hit from Simply Red and then Red that was played at the men's suit warehouse in Canoga Park, horrible. I think you're going to see quite a departure in musicality.
Yeah.
We'll get that ready, but go ahead, Max.
Well, so as a reminder, all the scoring will be the same, but instead of five rounds, we're going to do four rounds. Two movies each.
Mm. The Simply Red guy had the Kenny G hairstyle going before Kenny G.
Oh, wow.
Keep holding on.
Sorry.
All right, here's the first round. First off, you've likely heard about this tense thriller starring Brie Larson as a young mother trying to raise her son.
Room.
That's going to be good.
Even though they're both being held captive in a small shed. And if you've ever lived in Los Angeles, you've likely seen the billboards paid for by the enigmatic filmmaker named Tommy Wiseau, who cast himself in a film that has gone on to obtain legendary cult status.
Sure.
From 2015, Room, and from 2003, The Room.
The question is both fresh, but how fresh?
So we've got to pick both those. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Gina, The Room seems like something you would have seen and loved.
The Room?
Yeah.
Oh, like at the midnight showing, obviously.
You saw it?
Of course I did.
Of course you did. You see this cemetery?
No, I did see it in an enclosed movie theater, but with the rest of the hipsters.
Of course.
Did you see the Brie Larson one?
Yes. This movie fucked me up so bad I cried in the bathroom for like 20 minutes afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about The Room.
The Room.
No, Room really is very fucking disturbing.
It is.
About, you know, the premise. This girl was, you know, like captured, you know, kidnapped, a mother's nightmare. Like just, you know, off the street or whatever as a teenager, and then kept in this tool shed for years and years, and has this kid, you know, has this baby.
Impregnated.
Yeah, grows up with him, you know, and this is his life. He doesn't know. Because they have a black and white TV in the shed. He thinks, you know, she's told him, like, it's basically, you know, whatever, nuclear holocaust out there. Everything's black and white because, you know, to keep him from going crazy, and then their escape and what happens after the escape. It's disturbing.
All right. Well, I have not seen either one of these movies, but I'm still not going to stop me from rendering a decision. All right. I have Room at 77 and The Room at 12.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, so Room is an excellent movie. I give it 90.
Wow.
The Room is, by all objective measures, a 0% movie. It's mm-hmm. barely even a movie. It's incomprehensible. Yeah. However, I feel like there's probably some hipster,
yes.
mm-hmm. You know, like, this is a lot of fun, or, right. or, you know, it's a cult classic.
And don't forget James Franco.
Mm-hmm.
And he reinterpreted the whole
sure.
thing.
Right.
Many years later, yeah. So I gave this is still very bad. I gave it 17.
Okay, so I think there's an 80-point difference. I went 92 with Room, 12 with The Room.
Wow, Room, you guys loved.
It's really good.
All right, Room is certified fresh at 93%.
Wow.
This is low.
And The Room is rotten at 23%.
Oh!
Good start. 93-93 for the audience for, yeah. Room.
Very consistent.
It's excellent. It's really, really good.
It.
It's not fun.
No.
All right. Next up, after the passing of Chadwick Boseman, many people celebrated his life by going back and watching his films, including his role as a now iconic Marvel superhero. Imagine how awkward it was for the one person that put on the Peter Sellers jewel caper instead.
Oh, no. Come on. This is insulting.
From 2018, Black Panther, and from 1963, The Pink Panther.
This is no way to honor Chadwick Boseman's
great.
Legacy. That's it all out.
Pink Panther was one of these things that people don't really realize, but it was really driven by the soundtrack. Yeah, it had great, great music to it. And then Peter Sellers, who was always kind of considered a genius, looks like David Niven's in front, too.
Like, this was on, like, some sort of rotation on cable when I was a kid. I, of course, like the beginning with the credits with the actual cartoon, but is this a good movie?
I don't know. The 60s movies were weird. Like, it was all about, it was so much about an aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's a cool sports car
right.
in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine?
Five stars.
Imagine a movie based on, like, somebody just went and bought, like, a Ferrari 360 or something. Like, this car is going to be in this movie the whole time.
It's like a character. It's so
and
good.
It's like, all right, well, we're at 60% already. Just
we're
with the car.
A poster.
Yeah, it's like you had a cool car, a cool kind of aesthetic, a real, like, cool, classy chick and like, cocktail attire.
Yeah, with a long cigarette holder.
Right. A couple of cool scenes at a big casino or something. The music, you know, you needed a cool Matt Helm type apartment where, like, with a round bed that rotated or something. It was like
a sunken living room.
It was just all stuff you'd use in the poster or the trailer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Show the guy driving the car. There wasn't that much going on. I mean, in a weird way, it was kind of whatever James Bond was in that period.
Right.
Like, cool car, hot chick,
was it good?
Bad
Who cares?
Dude,
yeah.
Lots of music.
Yeah.
Other than that, we didn't really know what was going on.
Okay.
So,
what year was it?
1963.
Is that Blake Edwards who did that? I think it was a Blake Edwards thing. All right. it's so hard to tell.
Yes, like, Blake Edwards' presentation.
What do we
the production?
Yeah. What do we compare them to?
All I remember is they used to show, and I still never seen it. I don't know anything about it. Blake Edwards, A Fine Mess.
Yeah, Blake Edwards did 10.
Oh.
He did a movie with John Ritter called Skin Deep.
Okay. Best known films, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Days of Wine and Roses, 10, Victor Victoria.
Oh, I love that
Come
movie.
On, Gina.
I love Victor
no
Victoria.
No love for Blake Edwards?
But do you
I
remember?
I hate Breakfast at Tiffany's so much.
But do you remember A Fine Mess?
Yeah. Yeah, but Blake Edwards was
huge.
Prolific yeah. and
wow.
huge for 30 years.
Okay.
The whole... The Skin Deep thing, starred John Ritter, I wonder what this would look like. It was like this bizarre, controversial, outlandish, funny thing. But there was a scene in Skin Deep where John Ritter and maybe another guy had to try on a new condom that was like glow in the dark.
Oh, boy.
And then
it's good.
Someone shut the lights and they like got in a fight.
Good.
And all you could see were these two
like Star
dicks
Wars.
Swinging
yeah, yeah,
around.
That's great.
I don't know how that would hold up. You're probably going to look at it and go, this looks like fried hell. Like,
that's funny,
like,
though.
It sounds fun.
It's very Spaceballs.
All right. I will...
Gina, please.
Space cocks.
That's right.
I will
And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Pink Panther was nostalgic and... okay.
Well, guessing.
I'm drawing dead on Pink Panther.
All right.
I don't know shit.
I got Pink Panther at 63, and I know Black Panther's 96 or whatever. Like it got a lot of woke help. It was a good movie. I liked it, but it could be close to 100%.
So 96
and
63.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did 63 as well. Came out in 63, wow. And I have no idea, so I just kind of guessed. Black Panther is... It's a good movie. It's a little overrated. Got a few woke points, but I said 89.
I said for Black Panther, I stuck with my 92. And Pink Panther, I was going to say 63 because the year gave it a little bump for the style. Adam convinced me, 69.
Black Panther, certified fresh, 96%.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
And the Pink Panther... Also fresh at 88%.
Holy Whoa. Shit.
Whoa. A lot of, I don't think it was that good a movie, but it's all we had. Yeah. And let's not forget, Peter Sellers was basically, Borat. He was, Sacha
Baron Cohen.
He was Sacha Baron Cohen. Like people are like, that guy's a genius.
Right.
And so he did all the characters.
He got a lot of, help, a lot of praise for being a genius. And also, he died early. I don't know. He must have died of some cancer or something in his later 50s or something.
So he never fizzled out.
Yeah, he wasn't doing commercials for real estate.
And, for the general.
For the general or whatever. It's like he Peter Sellers must have died early. I mean, in his later 50s? I don't know.
You got a 5-point deduction for that one?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Don't remind him.
What did he die at? When did Peter Sellers die?
Died 1980, I think that's what it says. Yeah, July of 1980.
How old was he?
I don't know. Let me check.
So he put this body work together. He sort of got labeled a genius, and then he died early. So that's good for legacy.
54.
54.
Could have used that information before we guessed, by the way.
All right.
Before we get to the next movie, do you want to see some of Skin Deep?
I do want to see the condom, the glow-in-the-dark condom scene from Blake Edwards' Skin Deep, starring the late, great John Ritter.
Here it is.
Shuts the light.
Amazing. I know I haven't had one that lasted this long since I was 12.
He's just walking in.
Wanted to invest.
It's got a,
you just see the glow.
It's all black. You just see a glow-in-the-dark boner in the middle.
Oh, my God. Damn it, head. Oh, God. Call it,
head. Oh. Somebody else comes in. The big red one.
No, it's me.
I know it's you. Get out of here.
Boy, huh? How'd you know it was me? It's dark.
Oh, God, there's nobody else.
All right, probably not good pod.
Hijinks. Hijinks ensue.
This is very Mel Brooks.
Yeah, it was very just glow-in-the-dark condom. That's the only thing you can see. It's all black, and then the dick's swinging around the whole thing. Considered pretty risque back in the day.
Pretty funny.
All right,
next round.
Next round.
Gather the kids around for this J.J. Abrams-directed sci-fi film about aliens and family, inspired by the earlier works of Steven Spielberg. But God help you if you accidentally put on the Nicolas Cage snuff film thriller of a similar name.
Oh, no.
From 2011, Super 8.
Right.
Yeah. And from 1999, 8mm.
These are fun.
They're both romps.
All right. Super 8's fun. 8mm. That's right.
He investigates a snuff film.
Right.
You know what's interesting about Super 8? It's like, I saw it in the theater. It's J.J. Abrams. But as Brian would say, at this point, nobody says you got to see Super 8.
What was that one about?
The kids were filming, and it was the 80s?
The kids were making a movie, the Super 8 camera, and some supernatural event happened, and they accidentally caught the event on camera. Hilarity ensues.
I'm confusing it with the other one where they're filming everything.
Cloverfield.
This is part of a J.J. Abrams run, including Cloverfield, where the hype far outweighed the product. This was almost Shyamalan-esque.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that, the hype was outrageous. A great trailer, everyone was talking about it, and the movie was, wasn't quite that.
All right. I have no idea on either one of these.
Now I want to watch 8mm again.
No, you don't. It's not fun. As fun as Room.
Did they like the subject matter, though? I mean, not like it, but...
intrigued.
They look at it as intriguing or noble or something.
Shit, I don't know.
Someone famous directed, Brian De Palma or someone.
I have no living idea. All right.
Hold on.
I actually saw it recently.
Okay. This is
you saw...
8mm.
8mm.
For the first time recently.
Oh, for the first time.
Yeah.
All right. I'm taking that as a sign that you heard something good about it. I'm going to go Super 8, 56, 8mm, 71.
Oh, I got them backwards. Super 8 is still kind of good, but not...
Oh, you were complaining about it so much.
The hype was outrageous, but it's still okay.
Well, I said
79 for Super 8 and 8mm. I think some people like the style, but I hated it. I said 51.
I said I don't have a clue on earth, so I'm giving them the same score.
Both. I was going to give them the same score, too, and then Brian started talking about Shot recently, which I thought meant someone said, oh, this is good.
I've wised up with Brian. I gave them the same score of 79.
Oh, no, 8mm is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Super 8 is certified fresh.
Oh, shit.
81%.
Oh, good, good, no. good.
And the Joel Schumacher directed
8mm
is rotten.
That's why I saw it.
At 23%.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
Oh, my God. What did you say?
I said 50. Oh, I said 56, yeah.
I said 79.
Wait, no, Adam said...
Adam said 56 for Super 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy
for 8mm, you're 70-something.
71, sorry, yeah.
I said 51.
I was going to do 56 and 56, but I modified it.
Oh, 8mm is not a good movie.
Why would you see it recently?
Because Schumacher died, and I wanted to see the last couple movies of his that I hadn't seen.
Oh, okay. God damn it.
It's some nerdy shit.
I just thought somebody said, oh, you haven't seen Super 8 or 8mm? You got to see it.
There's a part where Nick Cage is this hardened detective, right? He's brought in because he's seen it all, and they show him the film, like, I want you to investigate this. And the film is so hard to watch, he's physically wincing and like almost like he's being electrocuted. Like, right. Oh, I can't watch this.
Right. Yeah, it's overacting. For dramatic effect.
Turn it off.
All right.
All right, last round. All right. And finally... Come out to play with the ultra-violent New York City street gangs at war with one another in the action-packed cult classic that inspired Kaylin Bean's favorite Halloween costume. Or, instead, put on this drama about an estranged family that finds redemption amidst
Warrior.
The biggest MMA tournament ever held from 1979, The Warriors, and from 2011, Warrior.
Adam, tell me you've seen Warrior. You'd like Warrior.
Probably, yeah.
A young Tom Hardy. And Joel Edgerton.
This is a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Warriors is kind of a B movie that back when you could just kind of do a B movie and catch like the zeitgeist, and you had to have a couple little scenes in it that would infect kids, and then they would go to the schoolyard and they'd go, Warriors, come out and play, yay! And then that's how it worked back then. Had a couple stupid little scenes. By the way, the actor probably improvised the whole fucking, you know, probably the script said, now you call the Warriors out to play. And the actor just went, well, yeah,
with the dink, dink,
come
dink,
out
dink,
with this dink. Little Pepsi right. bottles on it. Come out and play.
So why do they all hate the Warriors?
It's like New York street gangs. And by the way,
they're all themed.
Yeah, like ones in baseball.
I
saw this recently too.
I've never seen it. I don't know what. But if there's 500,000 gangs or whatever it says up there, why do they all hate this gang?
They strayed into other gangs' turf.
Oh.
Then somebody was killed, and they blamed the Warriors for killing the leader of some other gang.
Okay.
And then there was this DJ this Afro American DJ. She had a huge afro, and they'd just show her lips, and she'd be like talking, like, "I hear the warriors can't find their way home."
Ooh.
She was basically narrating on the radio.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
It's very bad. It's also one of those, if you want to see what sort of New York felt like in the 70s, it was
perceived.
That way. You know, it was just a fucking gang infested free for
all. Was this the one where the black guy kept saying, "Can you dig it?"
Yeah, well,
wasn't he? Yeah, oh, Kalen knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like the leader. He was the czar of all the gangs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's culty. It's kind of fun. It's also fun just to see what the 70s looked like in New York City. That's the reason you should watch this.
Now it makes me want to listen to Scandal. We all the heartache.
Bang, bang. All right.
That's right.
Let's see.
At one point, a couple of the warriors are making their way home through New York, through Central Park, but they can't help but rape someone. They see a woman, they're like, "Oh, well, I mean, we're here."
Yeah, you're doing it.
When in Central Park.
70s New York. Was this like 78, 79? 76.
76.
79.
Oh, 79. You had to have a Central Park rape scene in every New York-based movie.
They were compelled. They were fleeing for their lives, but they're like, "Oh, there's a woman. Let's, you know, do our thing."
Let's see. All right. But what are the critics? It wasn't a good movie, but everyone knows the movie. You know, it was sort of Scarface.
Right.
Like, everyone, not good.
Not great.
Everyone knows it. Couple of scenes. Some people really like it a lot for some scary reason. I'm going to say, you guys locked in?
Yeah. Yep.
I got the Warriors at 49 and Warrior at 82.
There you go. I got the Warriors at 48 and Warrior at 88.
I was doing so well. This is where I possibly spin out. I didn't mean to be funny to doing that. I literally have no idea what the Warriors is. I figure it got huge, like, cool points, style points. So I stuck with the same numbers as my last guess, 79 and 79.
That's a mistake.
Okay.
The Warriors is certified fresh.
No, it is not.
At 87%.
Oh, my God.
And they just swung the game.
Wow.
And Warrior is certified fresh at 83%.
Oh, God. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
How on earth?
This is a fantastic day.
You may have won the game on that.
Yes, I feel
Warriors,
so good.
The Warriors, the movies, 87%.
I am
shocked. Because you got to think of how, like, dipshit hipsters
that
think.
Was like 70s.
No offense to you.
That had to all come in the 70s.
Holy
God
cow.
Damn it. What was, you dressed up as the baseball team player?
Yeah, the baseball guy on that poster right there with the face paint. And the
I
and
love
it. Didn't,
it
just didn't take much back then. Just a bat or a condom or something, a little face paint, and that was like enough. Like, we got this movie.
I feel rejuvenated.
Ugh.
Oh, you know it was in this, movie? All right, well, anyway, you guys got the Red music worked out at some point? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so here let's get the scores tallied up. In third place, Adam Carolla.
Ah.
A score of 159.
Oof. Oh, remember, it's eight scores,
so it's so incredible.
Well, it's also eight movies.
And the winner of today's game.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Gina Grad, a score of 105. Brian, you are at 115.
God damn.
10 points.
That's a damn.
Yeah, turnabout. Fair play.
Oh, I feel great. I feel like I took a B12 shot.
Oh,
it's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it.
All right, we'll
Simply Red.
We'll work on the Simply
he sure
Red.
Is.
He has the worst hair in show business.
That he is a ginger.
All right, and then we'll see if we can find Red. Is this If You Don't Know Me By Now?
That's right.
Some Blue Eyed Soul.
Yeah.
He's got to be English.
I hate this song.
If you don't know me by now.
This wasn't their hit, though.
It was a cover.
Yeah, I know it's a cover. But come on, Brian. But this is, I know because I hate this song. Hey, woman, you got your ups and downs, and I'm different too. It's just a shit song. I know people have to pretend like they like this song. It's just like But their
there are
hit,
no pictures of Red online.
But the hit—that's
impossible.
Simply Red's hit was an original song. Yeah, yeah.
That was a big yeah.
It's weird. Does this one come up first when you like spot
it?
It does. Yeah.
Here we go.
Wow.
This is the third one. Stars is number two.
No, this is the big hit.
Tool tune.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasant enough song. Windows up though.
Mm-hmm. Is he Irish or something, or am I just making him Irish because he's so white?
British from Manchester. Thinking
of the fear I had. So I got no problem with this song.
Really?
It's pleasant. I'm
I feel
not
like I'm getting a $7
it.
Haircut.
All right, well, now just play Red.
It's a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Is the R-E-D-D?
It's got to be.
That my best friend, she a real bad bitch, got her own money. She don't need no nigga on a dance floor.
Okay, this is kind of weird. So I guess it's a song by Doja Cat.
Oh.
That, but when we pulled it up, it said it was by Red. So maybe this is a cover. Maybe this is a cover or something. I don't know.
Oh, maybe Simply Red guy Saweetie. Covered it. What?
By it's by Doja Cat and Saweetie.
Doja Cat's famous.
Yeah, like, Doja Cat's famous. That would make more sense of why. Well, no, none of it makes any sense as to why this would get pumped into the 3-day suit broker in Canoga Park, but. On a Saturday at 3, but okay. Right, but what would be wrong with a little Simply Red blowing through some of those
speakers?
Nothing for me. All right, let me tell you about Miro, collaborative online whiteboarding platform created to help people visualize, discuss, and share work. Miro is a blank slate, just like the whiteboard hanging in your office. Write, draw, use videos, sticky notes, diagrams, or audio to conceptualize your vision. We use it when we make films over at Chassis Media. It's just such a help. We used to just use a whiteboard. Now we use Miro. Miro is creating a revolution in how we create and collaborate. Join over 20 million users today. Sign up and use the Miro free. Today. That's right. Use it free today. Just sign up. Use Miro. Free today. Go to Miro. That's MIRO.com/Adam to start your free account. Sign up today for 3 free whiteboards with this exclusive offer. Don't delay. Start using Miro today. Miro.com/Adam. All right. Dunnigan's going to join us for the news. Good news. For that, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll do the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there, owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle your policies at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
All right, so we still haven't found Brian Laundrie, but there are some incredible theories coming out, like this new one, you know, because Dog the Bounty Hunter is super involved. But internet sleuths are peddling this conspiracy theory that Brian Laundrie is hiding under his parents' flower bed in their backyard.
Bad Ronald, what did I tell you?
That's right.
Kyle Dunnigan has joined us, by the way. Don't
hello,
you?
Hello.
Kyle Dunnigan.
Yes.
As far as Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think he should be trying to find some leave-in conditioner?
Yes.
Don't you feel like there are plenty of people missing? There's always going to be people missing. But leave-in conditioner, that seems to be the one elusive. That is the one case you cannot crack, dog. Find some leave-in conditioner and then...
Yes.
Good on to finding all these murderers who are on the list.
You need a good to-do list for him would be good.
Yeah, you're on point with that. Do you want to see why people think that he's hiding under the flower bed?
Yes.
Which, by the way, there's some holes in this theory, but there is a picture going around. Not easy to see. A little grainy. It's drone footage over the backyard. And
hold on.
Yeah.
Max Zapata or Kalen, find the trailer for Bad Ronald. I think I'm definitely on to something here with this kid hiding in his parents' house.
I think you might be right. Mm-hmm. So check out this picture. A little hard to see, but it's Googleable. You see the mom bending over the flower bed to what some people think looks like a hand coming out of the soil that is giving her something. There are people that are dead set on this theory. Now, this doesn't really make a lot of
sense.
Well,
let me say this.
Yeah.
I have a couple of kids.
Yeah.
Probably only one of them's capable of murder.
Mm.
But and I won't say which one.
You don't have to.
Because I'm a good parent.
No. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is why not start digging that bunker when they're in junior high?
Just in case.
You know what I mean? Just you dig that, you know, you do that, you know, go John Wayne Gacy or whatever. Just get into the underpinning. Go like the Great Escape. You know what I mean? You walk out.
Oh,
you're
sure.
Tunneling. You walk out in the yard. You shake your pant leg. A little dirt falls out.
Shawshank.
You know what I mean? Before you know it, you got a full-blown bunker down there. And then at some point when the shit goes down. You know what I mean? When
God willing, you'll never have to use it.
At 19,
insurance
right
policy.
Into the bunker under the floorboards, they never really root around underneath the house.
They just open a couple of doors, open the closets. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think that that is a hand reaching out of the soil, that there is some sort of bunker.
There is a hand? I didn't see that.
I didn't either. But it's hard to see. You see her bending over. And
well, if my mom ever hid me, the tip would be her gardening. That would be, that's how you know she's hiding her, because
she's
that bitch
couch.
Never gardened a day in her life. But if you all of a sudden you see her snap into gardening, it means I'm buried
in
the compost pile.
A lot of people think it's just a weed. And
wouldn't it be a poorly engineered bunker if you could just reach up through the roof?
That's
the
what
ceiling?
I was going to say. How do you have a bunker that basically has a soft top?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
I'll play it. We have the Bad Ronald trailer. Remember, this is a 70s movie of the week where they hid Bad Ronald inside of the house after he committed murder.
Yeah.
Say you're sorry.
Changed my childhood. Slapped him.
Uh-oh.
Pushed her. When they go Dutch with the camera.
Accidental murder.
Oh, hit the
Ronan, a lonely and unpopular boy, takes refuge in a fantasy world.
All will be for nothing if we don't heed the rules.
Today I begin drawing Princess Fansetta. She's the ruler of Atranta.
An existence that becomes inescapable and deadly. Starring Kim Hunter, Dabney Coleman,
Planet of the Apes,
and Scott Jacoby in a compelling thriller, Bad Ronald.
Bad Ronald, he killed someone. He hid in the house, hid in his mom's house.
That's basically jail with your mom annoying you. Like I'd rather be in jail than...
Yeah, like if someone said, would you like to be in your own prison cell or one with a really short ceiling and your mom?
Who's gardening above you at all times.
He won an Emmy for a film called That Certain Summer, and he was on The Golden Girls. I actually think I remember which Golden Girls he was on.
Jacoby?
Yeah, I think he was like a runaway, and I think Dorothy slapped him, and it was a big deal, and like the audience
he
went
worked
quiet.
As a lot of, he worked a lot as a kid, man. I mean, as a teenager, if you can make it into a TV movie of the week, you've arrived.
Set.
That was a big deal.
Wasn't he the kid in, I'm not seeing it, but wasn't he the kid in Just One of the Guys, or is that another
kid? I only
kid?
Know him as Bad Ronald.
Okay.
That movie changed my life.
Okay, good. So we'll find out if Bad Ronald's hiding under the flower bed soon enough, I'm sure. The lieutenant governor of North Carolina has said he will not back down over remarks where he called transgenderism and homosexuality filth.
yeah, you show him.
Mark Robinson, who's also the first African-American.
I saw that guy's special on Netflix.
To hold the post, he made the remark during what he calls a sermon at a Baptist church. Here's the clip of what everyone is talking about.
There's no reason
hold
anybody...
On. Thank God he's black. That's all I got to say.
Anywhere in America,
should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. And yes, I called it filth. And if you don't like it that I called it filth, come see me and I'll explain it to you.
So he does explain it.
I like how he doubled and then tripled down.
Right.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Uh-oh.
It's gonna be some,
I'm going to bury that son of a bitch under my fucking garden, goddammit.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
I'm going to pull a laundry on that guy.
He called. laundry. Yeah.
Topical.
Yeah. I didn't know if that was a gay slang or you're actually talking about the guy who killed his girlfriend.
It's both, actually.
Oh, okay. So
don't make me explain it.
All right. So, Caitlin, this, you know, I mean, first off, what about Dave Chappelle? What about what he said? Did you
take
offense?
My problem with that was it wasn't funny at all.
Oh, it wasn't funny.
Yeah, if it was funny, that's all right. You know, if you're doing funny jokes.
But
this guy's stand-up set was also terrible.
No, but this guy's just like a Baptist priest. He's a minister.
He's a lieutenant governor.
Oh, he's a lieutenant governor, but he was doing it in a church.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to make some sort of joke there.
I know Kate has political ambitions. Maybe, you know, it didn't work out for governor of California, but maybe if this guy's out.
Yeah, North Carolina.
North Carolina governor?
Oh, shit. Brian John to me.
Well, so Caitlin, you hear this a lot where they go, look, I don't mind what this comedian said, but it wasn't funny.
Right.
But is that...
That's right.
So would you like his Netflix special taken down from Netflix?
Yeah, I would, actually. It's clogging up the whole Netflix. There's too many things coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one too many specials. I mean, he's got like 14 specials.
Oh.
He's never been funny. Dave Chappelle's never said one funny thing.
I don't know about that.
His
entire career.
So
tell me one Dave Chappelle joke, Bald Brian.
Well, I don't know his material.
He can't remember.
I remember the Chappelle show was really funny.
Yeah.
You remember it? Okay.
Well, Nutty Professor, he was funny about women shopping. Can't stop a woman from shopping.
Is that the clumps? Yeah, he was pretty good in the clumps, but that's about it.
All right.
So give me that.
We'll just agree to disagree. And then what is he in?
He's the lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant governor. Yeah.
Mark Robinson. So when asked by a local journalist how people in the LGBTQ community were supposed to take his words, Robinson had this to say.
If they take it that way, I sincerely apologize, but I don't back off of my words. When you introduce these adult-themed issue to children, that is filthy.
Well, I get it. I mean, I get the part we don't need five-year-olds all coached up on sexuality as early and often as we're doing it, but that's about as far as I'll go with that.
Well, and maybe this doesn't happen that much in North Carolina, and, you know, maybe it doesn't happen that much in California, but then you think, well, there's somebody in a child I know's class who has two dads, and maybe that has to be explained
filth.
To, you know, kindergartners.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I grew up in a real progressive environment, and we sort of talked about everything, and I didn't really like talking about most of it because it felt weird.
Yeah.
Everyone always thinks about the parents, the kids, whatever. Kids talking about shit that's weird to them is really uncomfortable. Like, I can remember having some molestation conversation with my mom, and I was just like,
what?
Weird.
Explain that.
Well, yeah, it was an older kid neighbor guy, you know, and, you know, it was like, if he ever tries to touch your parts, you know, and I'm like, Eddie's a good dude, you know. I like Eddie. Remember, he invited me to go camping with him for an indefinite period of time this summer, you know. And it was always like, I remember just going like, ugh.
Yeah, nobody wants
it. Weird.
Yeah.
I get it.
When we were in Big Bear for little Henry's birthday, I was taking him out of the car seat in this like roller coaster, and it like racked him pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt bad, and I was walking. I was like, I'm so sorry. You know, and I was taking it out. It hit your little,
Dingling.
There. And he goes, it's a penis.
Right.
So I was super uncomfortable.
We have while Kyle is here, actually, we have this clip we've been sitting on with Bill Maher from, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. But he was kind of saying what I've always said, which is we're a little too into race. We're kind of busting everyone up into their own groups now. Yeah. Couple national anthems, different graduations. And he doesn't like the way it's heading. But I feel since we have Bill Maher here, we can probably get into this.
And finally, new rule, the only time there should be two national anthems is when the other team is from Canada. This season, the NFL has added Lift Every Voice and Sing, commonly known as the Black National Anthem, to the Star-Spangled Banner before games. And 2 weeks ago, I opined that it was fine to get rid of the old anthem. We just shouldn't have two. Now, if you watch this show for opinions and you want to know what the correct opinion on the anthem is, that's it. That's the correct one. We shouldn't have two. The program The View last week devoted a lot of time to this while somehow avoiding what I actually said. It seemed to be a lot about a need to school me on the Black National Anthem itself. Whoopi Goldberg said we need two anthems because, quote, we're having to re-educate people because nothing ever goes wrong when you start talking about re-education.
Bill?
Aren't I terrific? Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean,
what fantastic jokes.
Yeah, you know, Bill, look, just to be honest, I feel like your show lately is just kind of talking about a lot of shit I've been talking about for 10 years, and everyone's giving you the credit.
Well, that's funny that you're saying this. You're saying that I stole from you?
I'm just saying it's starting to seem like more than a coincidence that shit I've been...
So you think I watch your show or listen, and then I go, oh, what a delicious golden nugget. I'm going to take that thought. That's what you think. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's the funniest thing you've ever said on the show.
Wait, now I'm confused. I am regarded as a bit of a truth teller. You know, someone that gets there a little bit early. You know, you probably read my book, In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks. You know, that was me kind of.
Oh, yes. We all read that book.
Oh, okay.
500 copies you printed.
No, I mean, well, yeah, I'm not sure. It may have been more than that. But let's not get mired in that. Here's my point. I'm not saying you, Bill, stole material from me, but it's just coincidence. A lot of stuff I've been talking about over the years seems like stuff you're talking about recently. Maybe one of your writers. I know you have a large writing staff. Maybe one of them has been listening to me and sort of filtering some of that to you.
Without your knowledge.
Unconsciously, even. Yeah, you know?
I actually do hear what you're saying because I do sit around with my writers, and we do talk about you every now and then.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, we do.
All right.
It is always something like, did you hear what that, excuse my language, shithead said? Oh. This is not me saying this. This is my writers. And we laugh about it.
Oh, it's like a roast, though. You know what I mean?
Like you only roast the ones you love. Yeah. That's what Jeff Ross says.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we do talk about you. We do laugh about you. Yeah. So it's possible. Very possible.
Okay. So, all right. So maybe I'm on to something. But I like what you've been saying lately. You know, we don't want two Americas. We don't want two national anthems. Whoopi Goldberg's a bitch. I agree with that, you know?
Right. We want one Black national anthem.
No. I think what you're saying is you didn't. Well, maybe you didn't want the black. You said you didn't care which national anthem. But whenever a white guy says, I don't care which one, but pick one, he means the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I get it. And, all right. Sorry. What else you got, Gina Grad? Well, and Whoopi, are you and Whoopi on good terms now? Or
no, we're not. We shan't be dating ever again.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Who's more miserable with a happier first name? Joy Behar or Whoopi Goldberg? Who's the more put upon bitch with the two happiest first names? And I will also add the term garnishing your wages. Which one? I'm going to add one more, Bill.
Okay.
The organization GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Anti-Defamation. Who is a more miserable group, or what sounds better but couldn't be further from the truth? Garnishing wages, GLAAD, Whoopi Goldberg,
or Joy
Behar. Which one?
This is a tough one. This is a Sophie's choice here. Oh, I think I thought Whoopi and Joy were doing that ironically.
Oh, really? Oh, like when you call a fat guy stretch.
Yeah.
Tiny. Or slim, right.
Yeah, right. I got it. Yeah.
There's nothing Joy about that woman.
If we hear this on this next episode, I think you got a case, my friend. I think you actually can bring this up.
This is timestamp.
New rule. Why is she called Whoopi? She doesn't seem very happy.
You know, I'm glad we're talking
about
this.
Well, wait a minute. Now, that's my...
We already wrote that.
Oh, what? Wait a minute.
We just wrote that today.
That was today. Hold on, Bill. That's my take.
New rule. Glad are they? Okay, we'll be right back. We wrote that this afternoon.
Wait a second. That's something I've been saying for a long time, Bill. That's my take.
No, look, I just got here. I'm telling you, this was already written. I'm a little suspicious. Are you spying on us? That's the question.
Wow.
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm taking peyote now. Bill, this is what I'm talking about. I feel like I'm laying out a lot of these ideas. Somehow they're floating over into your camp, and then you say them on stage. Everyone's like, oh, Bill, breaking ground. What a soothsayer. I feel like you're ripping off my stuff. This glad thing, this whoopee, these are my takes.
You're a little paranoid. Oh, what kind of medication are you on?
I'm not on any yet, but the day is young. So you're saying...
You're acting a little paranoid.
Are you going to do the glad and the whoopee thing in the next episode?
Yes, I told you that. New rule. Wait a second. Chris just sent me a new rule. Hold on one second.
All right, put your glasses on.
Passion fruit iced tea is the worst.
Oh my God. This is just
yes, that's mine. That's mine now.
Oh, next thing you know, you're going to start complaining about red left turn arrows. This is mine.
Yeah, what's with those?
No.
Turn on red.
No. This is you got to stay in your lane, Bill. This is my material.
What's with laundry's little bunker there? They should put little dirt in their shoes and over time make a bunker.
Okay.
That would be cool.
That's a bad Ronald take.
This is hyper-specific.
We'll be right back after this. Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
I knew he was ripping off my stuff, but now he's doing it like real time.
I was skeptical when you first brought it up, but now I know.
Wow, you're all real paranoid.
Yeah, he won't even admit it.
All right, but the whole garnish your wages thing, I can keep that one. Or
let me think about that.
There's nothing there.
Okay.
Did somebody already write that this afternoon?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Gina.
Okay.
And what's with the garden with the what's a garden with a soft top?
Now he's ripping off all of us.
I had this take too about who's more miserable, Joy Behar or Joy Reid. Like who are the most miserable of the two?
Right,
the
most miserable joys.
Yeah, You worked on that?
I worked on that.
Is that written down somewhere?
That's something written down somewhere already.
You got to show that.
I will show you.
I want to see a timestamp on that shit. I feel like those are my takes, Bill.
Okay, we'll get right to it because we're doing something right now about Dog the Bounty Hunter. That guy needs some leave-in conditioner, if you ask me.
No!
You can't see that guy coming a mile away.
You can't just put, if you ask me, at the end of one of my takes. That doesn't make it one of your takes, because you put, if you ask me. Now, look, if you want me to write
New rule, yes, I can. Okay.
All right, maybe I'll just write for the show, and I can at least get paid for
No, thanks. We're all stocked up here.
Does he at least get a producer credit?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
So, okay. Go ahead and do the whoopee and the joy take, but obviously you go, like my friend Adam Carolla says, and then you go into the joke, right?
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You sound sarcastic when you're saying
No, definitely. Let me just write that down.
Wait, you already wrote it down.
New rule. Do what Adam says. Yes, we'll do that.
He might have a hard time saying my friend, Adam Carolla.
All right. Well, as long as we're on this roll, I got a Joe Biden clip that I told Max about to pull up so we can have some fun with that.
Huh?
And he seems like he's a little off his game, but he's speaking to, Caterpillar plant or something. Anyway.
Parenthetically, when you build a charging station, it's like back in the day when my grandpa worked for the Merrill Canola Company back in the turn of the 1920 in that area. They went from state to state convincing people that allowed them to put 20,000 gallons of gasoline under the ground. They didn't want them around.
You know, it'd be funny if they did. Like they did in Idiocracy where they cut to the prompter.
Yes,
and it was like, in 2004, when my grandpappy opened a jogging station. just like that, like big lines, and that would be the funniest thing ever. Joe,
it's in that area, man. 2005, in that area. Man.
I'm saying you may have lost your fastball, Joe. No, man.
I'm just talking about my grandpa. Is it a difficult way to figure out when it was? You know, it was a long time ago.
But I don't think anyone ever opened a jogging station back in the... Maybe you're saying charging. Yeah. It was a charging.
No, you'd walk in. You know, after a long jog, you could jog in there, man. You jog in there, man. Come on.
All right. I hate to have to bring Do you say fish out of my
face? Out of your ears.
Oh, my face. I hate to have to bring this up, but it's all over the news with your son Hunter and the art exhibit. He did one in L.A. I think Garcetti, Mayor Garcetti came out. They're going to do one in New York. They're talking about making some serious cash on some of those paintings. A lot of people think maybe it's not really ethically, you know, kosher to do that. That maybe you'd curry some favor with someone like yourself if you spent, you know, $500K on a Hunter Biden painting. Is that?
Oh, no, that's not what's happening here.
What's happening? Sorry.
He's losing money because of me, man.
Oh,
these paintings will go for $1 million.
Well, he has no fun.
Back in 2007, back in 2000, selling them for more, man. The price come down.
Oh, so that's an interesting take. So a lot of people in the media are saying the only reason these things are going for 50 grand or 100 grand or 500 grand is because he's your son. But you're saying if he wasn't your son, there'd be $1 million on the open market, and it's actually bringing the price down.
Yeah, you seen him, man? Those are beautiful, beautiful works of art there. It's got a smudge over one side and then the colors on the other side. Beautiful.
That's weird. Well, he's kind of like Howard Stern in that he took up painting very late.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, I kind of wonder
George
why.
W. Bush.
Yeah, this didn't crop up earlier in his life.
He always had this talent, man. When he was a kid, he'd do those drawings and stay in the lines, you know, crayon colors.
Paint by numbers, we talking about?
Paint by numbers, man. Yeah. Get all the numbers right. And two's blue, three's brown, man. Come on. Get your face out of your face.
One of the things that gets a lot of attention about his art is he uses like a straw or a pipe and blows the paint onto the page, right?
Yeah, you see, he ran out of brushes. I said, just use that, man.
Is Elon Musk anywhere around there, President Biden?
Where's Elon? Hey.
Hey, Elon.
Super cool. You see Berlin Factory?
Hey, you are...
just opened.
I know you just opened up in Austin. You're basically told to fuck off by people in Los Angeles, or at least by a couple of city council people. Mm-hmm. Then did you move for the tax break, or did you move because it was you're personally insulted?
It was a couple of reasons. You know, first, you know, the tax cost, you know, a lot lower here. Lot lower. Also, the people from LA are douchebags. Lot of douchebags.
But didn't your girlfriend, what was her name, C-3PO?
Grimes.
Oh, sorry.
The kid's name
The dog was C-3PO.
Okay, Grimes.
Yeah. Grimes.
There's some controversy with your ex Grimes. She was pictured reading a communist manifesto or something. And
She's into that, you know. She likes, you know, government that sort of takes control.
So I can see why maybe you guys agreed to disagree about the government taking control, because you're going to Texas to have a little more control over your life, and she's working on being a communist.
Super hot in bed there. We'd role play, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What would the roles be?
Well, the bedroom with the Kremlin, you know. She'd be Stalin, you know. I'd come in there, just be a cowboy. And it got pretty hot and heavy. Pretty hot and heavy.
I know. Do you feel like you're competing with Bezos for dominance of private sector outer space travel, or is he just sort of a colleague? How would you describe Richard Branson and Bezos?
I would describe them as turds on my shoe.
Oh,
turds.
But you step in something, you step in and it sort of bothers you, you know, starts to stink, you know. You get in your car, you're like, what's that stink? That's basically Bezos. They can't get into orbit, which is actually much more difficult than just shooting a rocket straight up in the air. Way more difficult.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you're leaps and bounds ahead of them.
Yes, and they know this. Anybody who knows rocketry knows this, which is about 150 people on Earth.
How's the Boring Company going? You know, you're talking
very
about...
boring.
Wow.
It's good. Yeah, you were talking about drilling through the 405 pass, you know, going underground. I saw it in Vegas at the new convention center. You actually did bore it out over there, and Teslas would drive under the street and pop up on the other side. Seemed very promising to me.
It is. I know you've talked about the a bullet train from L.A. to Vegas has been something you've talked about for years.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that. It's going to be very boring. It's a long tunnel. Would you go into a tunnel? Would you feel safe doing that?
I would feel safe. And yeah, thanks for bringing up the bullet train to Vegas. That's something I've talked about.
I want to give you credit because the last guy did not give you credit.
No, I'm saying I saw Bill Maher talking about it in an article. But that's been me. You know what I mean?
I have an idea. How about we do a bullet train from Vegas to L.A.?
Well, that just popped in.
Bill, that's my idea.
I don't know how he got in here. Sorry about that. He's over my house. So
is Bill at your house?
He is at my house.
Great minds.
Sorry.
The greatest minds. So SpaceX. Now, is SpaceX... I know it's out here by the airport, but we must be opening some facility in Texas somewhere as well. And then you're building the cars. This Lorena Gonzalez, this councilwoman from San Diego, she gave you a bunch of shit for giving your janitors a hard time. I don't know what
you're considering them.
Not considering your janitors. Do you consider janitors?
I don't consider janitors at all.
Why don't you spend more time thinking about janitorial subjects, Elon Musk?
I know you think I should, but I don't at all. I've not thought once about a janitor.
Wow.
Maybe I should a little more.
Yeah, because you're being accused of not thinking about your janitorial staff enough.
I do a little bit. I'll say, pick that up. You pick that up right now. So I do think about it sometimes. A little bit.
All right. Any last words from Bill Maher? Because I had this, you know, a couple more hot takes. Probably wanted to, you know, run your way. But
I just think that... I want to apologize for all the years of upsetting you, Adam. I think you're a wonderful talent.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of that, you and Sarah Silverman and company going to Hawaii this year? Maybe you want me to
do like a... Yes, we are.
I could do
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just check the manifesto here. See how many people are on the plane. Okay.
I think it's just a manifest, but... I've done that
manifesto.
Myself. Right. But you're not the Unabomber. But I'll just do a drop-in set, do like 30 minutes, you know, just a kind of surprise, you know.
Yeah,
hey, everybody.
Bonus.
Guess who's taking the stage? Adam Carolla. People are going to love it, right?
People would love that. Okay. Let me just check my manifesto.
Set. Yeah.
Oh, God. We got no room. That's terrible.
Well, who's performing?
It's just me and Sarah.
Well...
Can't carve out like 10 minutes.
There's bags, you know. I think Sarah has a dog. There's a lot of things that got to fit on
But what if I just did like a tight jet. I just do like a tight 15 minutes.
Yeah, what if he got himself to Hawaii?
I could host.
Why don't you tape it? Why don't you tape it, Adam? Send it in, and we'll see if we'll play it and laugh at it.
Well, I think I'm a little beyond that for my career. I think those days are in the past. I think I've earned the respect of people like you and Sarah and fellow comedians where I don't know how to longer put stuff down on tape and send it in to have
just a tight five. A tight five. So we could say
what if I MC? What if I go out there, do about 8 minutes, really warm up the crowd, you know, bring Sarah on, Sarah does 40 minutes, then I come back out, do another 10, you know, in between, and then I bring you up, you do an hour, and then I just kind of close it out.
Okay, that would be fantastic. Let me send you an email with all the information you'll need.
Okay,
great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now we're talking. Thanks,
now
Bill.
We're talking.
Yeah, we'll see you in Maui, buddy.
Definitely.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Tell Sarah I'm coming.
Okay, definitely. Going to just send it right to your email, which I don't have. Okay. Bye.
All right.
Do you need his email address?
No, thank you.
All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Did I just get molested?
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, last but not least, let me tell you about Scribd. With so much content out there, you might spend as much time looking for your next book as reading it. Scribd, instant access to millions of ebooks, audiobooks, or I should say audiobooks, but I like audiobooks.
That's true.
Magazines and more, plus thoughtfully curated editor's picks and smart recommendations based on what you've read, all for just $9.99 a month. Streaming changed everything. We used to flip TV channels hoping for something interesting. Now we just pick from thousands of options. Scribd does that for books. Wired and Forbes calls it Netflix for books. I got all my books over there. It's the way you walk and get smart. Listen to Scribd or on your next plane flight as well. Again, all my books are on Scribd. You can enjoy those. A lot of Dawson stuff is up there as well. It's Scribd, right, Dawson?
Right now, Scribd is offering our listeners a free 60-day trial. Go to try.scribd.com/Adam for your free trial. That's try.scribd.com/Adam to get 60 days of Scribd for free.
All right, Kyle Dunnigan is going to get the plug.
Yay.
Yay. You can subscribe to his YouTube channel, youtube.com/Kyle Dunnigan. Also, he's doing shows all over the place. He's touring around. Shoot Your Shot Tour all over the country. For tickets, you can go to KyleDunniganComedy.com. I have seen Kyle do a lot of stand-up, and it's not just all impersonations at all. It's mostly just funny, observational comedy. So be prepared.
I'm trying to add more imitations because that's what people kind of want now. They'll call out people to do, and I got to add. Because, yeah, my stand-up had no impressions.
I know. It's you'd think that's what he was doing. He wasn't. He was just being a really funny stand-up, observational stand-up. All right. So you can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. And,
it's on paper in front of you there.
Oh, it's on paper in front of you. Irvine, oh no, sorry. Brea Improv on the 30th and all that. It's buried. You can just go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Kyle Dunnigan, Gina Grad, and Bo Bryan. Say it. Mahalo. Warriors, come out and play.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Catch Gina Grad on the podcast Easy Listening, Bald Brian on the Film Vault, the rest of us on the water cooler. And leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And be sure to get your tickets. And be sure to get your tickets to see the Ace Man. We're selling out Brea. Get them now at AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting, you want to save some money? How about you bundle your policies at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.